In the 9 states that do allow the use of marijuana for medical reasons, doctors have still been barred from discussing it with their patients. Under both the Clinton and Bush administrations, federal officials have threatened to prosecute doctors who did so. Dr. Milton Estes is the medical director of the Forensic AIDS Project in one of those states, California. He was a plaintiff in the case against the federal government, and until today, Dr. Estes said he had been circumspect about discussing marijuana with his patients.
We did it, but it became a frightening process, and certainly was something that we did a lot of self-censoring about and became increasingly reticent to do with patients.
How will this change your practice?
Well, it's going to, after I take about 10 big sighs of relief, I think it'll make it much easier for patients to feel that they can come in and talk to me. And it's something that I will feel comfortable bringing up and talking with patients with whom I think it might be something that they should be thinking about doing.
How often would you speak to your patients about the possible use of marijuana therapy?
I would guess, this is just an estimate, that it's something that might come up once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week, it came up in the past, or do you think it will come up more often now that you feel more comfortable raising this topic?
Oh, no. In the recent, I don't remember how many years it is now, 1 or 2 or 3 years since all of this happened, it's been uncommon for me to talk about it with my patients up until today.
Doctor, are there other therapies that are perhaps just as effective but less controversial?
I think marijuana is one possible therapeutic agent in a wide armamentarium of therapeutic agents. While other therapeutic agents are not as controversial, there is a unique place for inhaled medical marijuana that is often not met by other drugs or by other combinations of drugs. So medical marijuana, I believe, has a place in the treatment of people with HIV/AIDS, in the treatment of people with severe debilitating pain, in the treatment of people with severe cancer, and people who are on nauseating chemotherapeutic agents. It's part of what we as physicians have to offer our patients.
Doctor, you no doubt have heard from those who worry that this is the first step down a steep and slippery slope that could lead to the eventual legalization of marijuana. What do you say to them?
I'm not worried about a steep and slippery slope about the legalization of marijuana. What I am concerned about is taking care of my patients and giving them the tools that they need to make their lives livable and comfortable when they are struck with a very serious illness.
Because federal law still bans the use of marijuana, is it still possible for the federal government to investigate or to punish doctors in any way if they do have these discussions with their patients and they recommend marijuana use?
I think that it certainly is not going to be possible for the federal government to do anything for a doctor who discusses medical marijuana with their patient. A physician still cannot prescribe and furnish medical marijuana to a patient. That is furnishing or helping to furnish an illegal drug. What we are doing with our patients is talking to them about the benefits and risks of marijuana. It's up to our patients to find ways of obtaining the drug.
Dr. Estes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Milton Estes is a family practitioner specializing in HIV and AIDS, and he's based in San Francisco.